Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Radio and Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. Tonight, we're going to open your energy centers and we're going to move your life forward. We have a very wise and astute author on the show tonight. Her name is Wendy Joy. She has a book out called Clear Channel, A Guide for the Newly Awakened. And without any further ado, I'm going to welcome Wendy Joy to the show. Welcome, Wendy.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me on.
This is my honor and privilege. And just by going to Wendy's website at wendyjoy.net, you're going to see the Clear Channel. But if you scroll down, you're going to see some things in bullets, the power of manifestation, the ability to enter into a conscious communication with spirit. And that one right there is something that the world, a lot of coaches and spiritual people really feel they can do it. But when you listen and read on Wendy's website, she's one of the few that can actually open you up and take you there. And what does that really emulate for you? And how do you bring that forth, the ability to enter into conscious communication with spirit?
Well,
enlighten the people on that for us, would you?
Sure. For me, and I think for a lot of us that are kind of new to the spiritual path, for me it's been about 10 years, but it wasn't something I was searching for. There was that whole process of clearing my channel so that I could hear well from spirit. And that's kind of that part of the premise of the book is teaching you how to clear your channel, which is bringing up all of the gunk, which is belief systems that don't serve you anymore, fears and doubts and worries and old hurts. It's working on all of that so you can be a clear enough channel to actually hear. Otherwise, it's your ego getting involved and those other voices, and you really want to be clear so that you can hear from spirit and know that it is spirit.
That is key right there. You said something very important in there. She said hear from spirit, and that is very important. How do you feel by letting go of things and actually starting to hear and listen to spirit, how that's expanded your life so you can use your lesson and your wisdom to expand other people's lives?
How has it been for me? It has been a roller coaster ride. It has been exciting. It has been thrilling. Beyond, it was like life went to another level. So I was living my life, and I worked as a speech pathologist in a brain trauma unit for 20 years, and I loved it. But life was predictable. There were things that you could expect. And, of course, you know, things happened. People died, and people got sick, and things like that that were not expected per se. But the world was a certain way. Then when I started to open up and see all of this, all of everything going beyond me and beside me and within me, I realized that I didn't know anything, that things were happening in my sleep. They were happening when I was awake. Things would line up, the synchronicities, to show me a way, to open me to a path. And it just showed me this this way of becoming a teacher in this new area of spirituality. And people ask me, well, you know, why did you write a book? I didn't set out to write a book. I didn't try. I wasn't looking for it. But it was like this was what I had to do, and I was shown just experience after experience, and I was writing them down as it was happening, because when my intuition was initially developing, it was a slow process, and I realized that one thing built on another, and it might be maybe a few days, maybe a week, maybe 2 months between similar kinds of circumstances or between the first part of the message and the second. And so I just started writing everything down from the beginning. And then in the middle of the night, the door to my sitting room would blow open, and I knew it was time to go in and to write. So I feel like I didn't have much of a choice of heading down this path, but at the same time, I loved it, and I was eager to go do it. Nervous for different parts of it, but especially changing my world from a very professional and rehab and in the medical field, and I was responsible for some research, and then switching to this world where I didn't need any sort of research to show me that it was real. I just, for me, I knew it. I didn't need anything. So it's been crazy.
And, you know, the thing is, it's so thrilling, but, you know, something that I understood in my own journey, and I'll share this, people say it's just real easy, but for me, there's been ups and downs. And
oh, yeah.
The pain, and there's been pain, frustration, and super bliss. All gets said and done, when you seizure that and let go, it's blissful. Do you feel that?
Yes. Absolutely. And I, in the book, I write about the fluctuations and the up and down, and I, in part because I don't think it has to be that way. It was for me because I was holding on so tight and I wanted to know everything and I wanted to know now. And when I did, finally get, okay, I get this now. Spirit's always here and I'm always taken care of and I could let go. Yeah, that's when life got much easier and much more fun and much more blissful, when I wasn't fighting it anymore. So part of the message is to let people know that it's all good. And yeah, here are some things I lay out in different chapters of the book, different things that you're likely to go through. There's a lot of fear out there and people that are beginning to awaken, and the energy is forcing us in that direction. Things are changing big time. So people like me who have never pursued this spiritual path are suddenly being thrown into seeing spirit and hearing from spirit and ghosts showing up. That's a big one, ghosts showing up and not knowing what to do and being frightened. And so I just wanted to lay out that not that it's the path, but typical things that happen that do happen on the path so that people could go, oh, okay, I get it. Now, I thought this was only happening to me. That's probably some of the biggest feedback I get is, I thought this was only me. And like, no, there's tons of us going through this right now, tons of us. The whole world, all around the world are awakening right now.
And, you know, here's something. I don't know how it is for you. Everybody's going to let go different. But when I let go, it comes from the root chakra, and it goes right up through everyone. How did you, when you was letting go, where did you feel it first?
That's a good question. I think for mine was very slowly. Because I had asked a mentor of mine, I said, you know, what's this Kundalini thing? I understand, you know, it's supposed to be this wave up the center of the spine. And she said, that's too much for somebody, for a lot of people, that if you go, if you're just pursuing this and being diligent and putting one foot in front of the other, it'll happen slowly, and it'll happen in a much more handleable is the only way I can think of, the word I can think of, but, you know, in a way that you can handle it. So it's not an overwhelm and you get knocked out of kind of the world and have to get your feet back under you after a little bit. I would begin, as I was meditating, though, I would feel vibration at the throat and the third eye. And one of my earliest messages at the throat was, you know, I realized it was trying to get me to say something, or that it was trying to tell me something. I said, what do you want me to, what are you trying to say? I don't hear you. I don't get it. And it was speak the truth. And that became kind of a big part of who I am and what I do, is always speaking my truth, speaking it, going around and talking with different people. I have a radio show called Bringing the Light on Para X, and it's just speaking it, getting it out there, and that's a big part of who I am. And even the book, a lot of the book was spoken. I would speak it in the middle of the night or whenever into a tape recorder, sometimes in the car. In fact, the first time I got the tape recorder, I was driving to a friend's family member's funeral out in two states away, and I was like flooded with all of this information because I was kind of quiet. I was contemplative in the car, and I stopped at a store and picked up a tape recorder and a tape and started speaking the book, a lot of it.
And, you know, that's very true, but you said something earlier. Before we go any further, you can get Clear Channel, a guide for the newly awakened, on WendyJoy.net, and you can go down and scroll to where it says buy books, and it opens up, and you can get an autographed 2 books right off the website. You can go to Balboa Press, and you can go to the favorite, Amazon.com, and get this. And just listening to Wendy's voice, the power and the sincerity, how would this book expand and open up your enterprising wise when you read this? That's up to you to energize for yourself. But you said something earlier, and I really, really want you to comment. You didn't know. And how did you really feel when you started understanding? Because I'll share mine after you give yours. On what you really, really know when it comes to moving your life forward.
What I knew even now or back then?
Back then, before you started. I want people to have a beginning, and then we're going to come to where you're at now.
Back then, okay, so I was already on the path of a speech pathologist and brain trauma, and I had my life set out for me, and I used to say they're going to have to cart me away because I'm not leaving. I just love it so much. And then when this change started happening, and you know, I could see where I was around people and things like that. I didn't know where life was going now. I just knew I was so drawn to all that was happening within me and around me. And I was carrying my journals everywhere because I didn't want to miss a thing to write it all down. But I didn't know where it was going. And that was initially very frustrating for me because I used to be a very type A personality. Now I'd say, like, I'm a type A minus, I call myself, or a B plus, because I still love to know where things are going. But I'm much more secure in not knowing it because spirit is leading me places that are so much more fulfilling and exciting than not that it wasn't before in my life as a speech pathologist, but this is just different. It's brand new, and you know, they'll show me something like the radio show, and I think no, you know, that's too much. I don't know about that. And then next thing I know, I'm doing it and loving it. So it's taking me into these new places that are great for me. In terms of my own personal growth, my spiritual growth. But most of the time, I really had no clue where it was going. I just followed with faith.
And
what
I
was
think
it like for you?
Well, for me?
Yeah.
The fastest way through any situation is being willing to be confused and say, I don't know.
Yes. Yeah. I agree.
And see, the confusion is unrefined wisdom. That's all confusion
mm-hmm.
is. For
mm-hmm.
me. But here, the book will expand you. Listen to the power in Wendy's voice and the sincerity. And that is something in the book. If she's speaking it here, she wrote it in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, the book's at Balboa Press, WendyJoy.net, and Amazon.com. But you also are a past regression specialist. I call it. But how is past regression actually, because we actually live in a continuous now. We've never had a past.
Mm-hmm.
How is past regression just bringing the continuous now more into the moment?
Yes. I call them concurrent lives. Yes.
Yeah.
But when I call myself a past life regressionist or specialist, people kind of have an idea of what that means. Same thing with healer. I call myself a healer, but I know I'm not. I'm just allowing it to come through me. I'm allowing myself to be that clear channel to help others to heal themselves, and they have to be willing, and they have to do, they have to at least be open to create that healing for themselves. I just call it that because that's what people understand.
And that's the thing. You got. This is my favorite thing to talk about. Are we a human being having a spiritual experience, or are we a spiritual energy having a spiritual experience?
I think that we are a spiritual being having a body experience, a human experience.
See, that's something. This is my favorite subject to talk about because I think we're spiritual energy having a spiritual experience. thinking through science that we are this.
Because
we've been taught this.
Thinking that we are a human body?
A human being. Yeah, because science taught us.
Yes. And that's what it feels like. I mean, we have a very physical experience and a very separate experience, even though that's not true either. You know, when you can begin to see the energies, you can see that we are blended and united and we are all one. But, yeah. Go ahead.
Yes, the magnetic resonance of the spiritual body were the spiritual energy.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Aren't we just a magnetic an image of the magnetic energy of our spiritual being, our spiritual energy?
Yes, I think so. And there are, I'm actually reading a couple of books for my show that talk about the, like this human hologram, and they talk about the science behind it, and I can't fully get my head around it, but I do believe in that sense that we're kind of this part of the unified field. And, yeah, this energy that it's I believe it. I can't totally get my head around it. Just like I don't believe that – I believe that time is simultaneous. I believe that, but that's not my experience of it. I really experience the linear as the human being. And sometimes we can step out of that. And we can go and touch these other places, like with the past regressions, past life regressions, and through meditation, we can kind of step outside of time or play with other aspects of time. But yeah, some of those things are sometimes hard to. I know it, and I take it on faith, and I experience pieces of it, but it's still, you know, this very physical experience.
But now you said you went through this. Did you just unmask the physical to see the spiritual? Do you feel?
Did I unmask the physical to?
You unmasked the. You just unmasked the physical world to see your spiritual self, or your spiritual energy. To understand, do you feel that?
I feel like my current thinking. And I'm always open for it to be revised because that seems to have been the way things have gone. You know, I have a belief and then, oh, my gosh, I'm shown something way different. And I finally get used to that and then something else comes along. But I feel like we are in a process of ascension. And for me, that is taking the physical body and increasing the vibration, which then better unifies us with this unified field, and so some people call it like the Akashic Records, that we can then tap into all of that. I see where I know what you're saying, and my experience still is much more of spiritualizing the physical body along with it.
And see, that's fine. I'm going to explain. The reason I use I'm a spiritual energy, having a spiritual experience, it detaches me from everything I've been humanly taught.
Oh, okay. So then you can look at it more objectively?
I don't have to look at it. I can feel it to experience it.
Yeah.
And see, and that's what you're saying. And that's what, because see, everything we do is an energy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And see, and that's what your book, I've learned to listen, and that's a scary thing for a male. That's the hardest thing I've ever learned to do. I mean, I'd rather ride a bucking horse than learn to listen, but now that I've done it, it's very easy. But the book is Clear Channel, A Guide for the Newly Awakening by Wendy Joy. You can get it at wendyjoy.net, Balboa Press, or amazon.com. And when you're going through these and you get from point A to point to the breakthrough or the bliss, tell people how it feels once you open up the bliss so they understand there is bliss in all this.
Oh, it's I think I could talk more about the oneness. I feel like bliss is a very high state that's first experienced in meditation, if we go to kind of like the Buddhist way of thinking about things. What I do see, and this might be what you're talking about, is things just shift. And there is this other place, and I'm sure there's a place beyond that, but there's this other place that we can get to that when you look at somebody, you no longer see them in the same way. When they talk about the eyes being the windows of the soul, I felt like I came to a place where I would look at people and I no longer saw them the way I did before or even the way they see themselves. So someone could come into my treatment room and they could say, oh, you know, I got this wrong with me, or I got that, or I'm not good at this. And I could see their soulness, their divine beingness, and they were gorgeous. Although nothing about their physical appearance changed, everything about them was just beautiful. And then the same thing happened with nature. They talk about people, when people go through a near-death experience, you know, they walk out of that doctor's office after getting the diagnosis, and the whole world looks different. And that's kind of what this is too, where the colors are brighter. I remember a few years back going to my family, look at those clouds, look at them. Oh my gosh, I've never seen such a gorgeous, gorgeous sky. And I thought they were seeing what I was seeing. And they were like, Mom, you're nuts. but it really, everything about beingness changes, and things don't bother you in the same way because you see them, you kind of see the purpose or the need behind them, that this is just something on my path. And when someone reacts, let's call it badly to you, does something that you would prefer that maybe they didn't, you see the woundedness that it comes from. It's no longer that desire to even the score or strike back. It's just seeing, well, I see the wound. I see where, you know, you were abandoned as a kid, or things like that, that it's coming from your maybe a lack of self-esteem. And how can I help you? How can I bless you? How can I help you to heal? What can I do to help, as opposed to hurt? And for me, that's the bliss along the way. That's the just excitement and that feeling of oneness and that shift in everything. Is that what you were talking about?
Exactly. Perfect. That's exactly what I was talking about. But see, here's the thing. A lot of people have to hear it from the person that did the journey to understand the person started where they were to went through.
Go ahead. Well, I was just going to say that... yeah, and sometimes I think when people hear me speak, or when I have other people on the show, or when they're listening to you and we're describing this, I think it's hard to fully get, I think, until you begin to experience it. So it's like taking our word that there is something wonderful if you keep on going, if you keep on clearing your channel, if you keep sitting as regularly as you can and meditating. Do whatever your spiritual practice is, prayer, whatever it is, just keep on doing it and be sincerely asking to show me what is next, show me what is out there, show me this crazy beauty that they're talking about, show me this oneness, because I don't get it. And that's okay to put that out to the universe, to God, creator, source, whatever you call it. The angelic realm, your guides, just put it out there and then allow. Be open and say, show me. Kind of what you're saying about you back off all of your belief systems. It's just backing off and going, yeah, maybe this is, and just show me. And you know what? No harm, no foul. If it's not true, okay, you just keep on going about living your life. If it is true, then wait to have your socks blown off, because it's incredible. And doesn't mean that it necessarily will come in a blast like that. Sometimes that's a lot for people to handle. But it can be this slow awakening, which is what a lot of people are going through right now. And some are going through a real quick awakening.
Well, we couldn't handle the quick awakening because we'd all go crazy.
Yeah,
you know,
rough.
And something, you talk about beliefs. Here's something that this is something I coach and I say, I speak. write down three things you absolutely believe that can't be fissured. They're so truthful, they're cast in stone. Then sit there a minute with them and then ask yourself, how is this my biggest limitation?
Yes. Yeah. And
belief,
yeah, go ahead.
Belief is the first five letters of belief is belie. Belie the surface, lay the deep.
Yeah. And that's a be allow and be open. A lot of things.
Yeah, but it's being trusting yourself to listen in the moment, wouldn't you say?
Definitely, and listen for especially those beliefs about yourself. I call them, you know, the dysfunctional core beliefs. What do you say to yourself when it's quiet? Are you saying, "Oh no, I can't do that. I'm not good enough." I would also look at beliefs about religion and what things don't sit well with you. I see a lot of people right now pulling away from religion, and sometimes they're pulling away, and I don't think they need to. I really don't. I think it's just for the people who are, it's looking at, well, why did you? What was it? And then ask. And for a lot of people, it comes down to sometimes it's one saying that just doesn't sit right. Sometimes it's a couple, sometimes it's an approach of the church, whatever, or the temple. But I would sit with those things, and we can know what the truth is. It's called gnosis. And all we have to do is what I was talking about before, clear your channel, be open, allow, and sincerely ask your question, and you will know in some way or another. It can come through a dream. And the dream state, we can talk about that too. The dream state is changing. It can come through dreams. It can come through a book falling off the shelf in front of you, and there's the answer. It could be you click on the TV, and there's Wayne Dyer doing his PBS special, and he has the answer for you. It could come through just a knowing, where suddenly you know what it is. And when it comes, it is you know when it's this gnosis that I'm talking about, because you weren't necessarily thinking about it at that time, or it went to a place that you would never have gone, and you're amazed by what came up. But we have that ability to know the truth. So I absolutely agree with you. Question everything. And this tends to come in layers, where you have some obvious things that you might go after. But then after a while, as that comes up and you change that belief that you have and you say, okay, well, that's no longer true, then the next layer can come up and you can go, oh, wait, well, maybe that's not true either. And things will just be presenting to you as you are open to the universe to take this next step. It'll all just start coming up. Has that been in your experience as well?
You know, I've learned to listen in the public, because you never know what words you're going to hear out there, because there's 7 billion people in the world, and there's 7 billion nuggets of wisdom for me to expand.
Yes.
But I want to talk about Para X Radio every Tuesday night, Bringing the Light with Wendy Joy. Tuesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern at www.para-x-radio.com, and click on her website and go to that. You want to see some bright eyes. I want to teach everybody something. When you want a coach and you want somebody to expand your life, look at their picture. Their eyes are going to tell you exactly what's going on. Her eyes are clear, bright, and she's got a smile, and it's not a fake smile. That is something you want to look for in a coach. And if you pay attention to that, you're going to find out a lot about people, because their eyes don't lie.
Ah, good advice.
And also, I want to, it's Clear Channel, A Guide for the Newly Awakening by Wendy Joy, and you can get it at Balboa Press, Amazon.com, or WendyJoy.net. And she will have, there's a place for her to offer autograph it there, so if you want an autographed copy of Wendy's book, go to her website. And, Wendy, we're down to the last 30 seconds. Give the people some wisdom, and I'll close out the show.
Oh, well, join me on Facebook.com/WendyJoyAuthor, and you will get ongoing wisdom. And I also do free distant energy work on the 9th of every month, and I give a message that came from that session on the 10th, the next day. So it can just be ongoing with everybody. So visit me there.
And Wendy, we went over, but Wendy, once you start on the path and the journey into where you desire to be, does it let you stop?
Oh, I don't think so, and I wouldn't want to. It just keeps getting better.
That's it. Once you start, you're not stopping. You may think you may take a day or two off, but you won't.
Right.
Wendy, it's been my honor and privilege to have you as a guest. And
thank you
for being here. And I thank all the guests, and I will get you a copy of this show.
Thank you.
You betcha. Thank you, and I'm going to say goodnight, and we'll see you next Tuesday night with Linda Van Haver. And everybody take care and have a good weekend and enjoy the weather. And Wendy, it's WendyJoy.net, and the book is Clear the Channel, A Guide for the Newly Awakening. Go to the website and get it at Amazon.com, Balboa Press, and write off her website, and she's got a place for you to autograph it. Give you her name, and she'll send you an autographed copy. Is that true?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you.
And good night.